start
Okay, no problem. I'm
fantastic.
Really, really sorry.
No, no, don't worry. Please, please. I know. Dear friends of Love for Volleyball, Amor por el Volleyball, I'm pleased and honored to talk today with a very important player of past years, a Bulgarian volleyball player, a former member and captain of his country national team. I mean, Vladimir Nikolov, who is currently with us today talking about volleyball. Hello, Vladimir. How are you?
Hello. I am fine. Thank you. Fantastic. How are you?
Very, very good. And Vladimir, tell me, please, first of all, why and when did you start playing volleyball?
Why? You know, I don't know if this is a funny story or this will be interesting, but I started to play volleyball during the communist period in Bulgaria. And what happened to me was that one day, one coach, and her name was Yanka Prokhorova, she showed up in our school and she said, you tomorrow at practice.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm not sure. No, you come to practice. And I don't know if this is what you want to hear, but I start practice volleyball because the coach came to the school and she said, you know, you start volleyball.
Yeah, fantastic. And you're a very tall guy. I don't know if it's Bulgaria 2 meter high, a very high player is, because in Bulgaria you always have very tall teams. When you was young, how were your first years in volleyball in Bulgaria at school and your first club? Tell me please about this.
I was actually I was the shortest guy in the team when I started to play volleyball. I was something around 185.
Okay.
In age of 14, and really I was the shortest one. And but then a few years later I grew up and here we are.
And tell me please, how was your experience playing in this first year in school or in clubs where you played?
Actually, I was not good enough to play. Mm-hmm. Just a second. Daria, Tati работи здесь. Moment. Sorry, this is my daughter. This is the daughter. Okay.
Don't worry, I can fix it. I can fix this later. Don't worry.
Okay, so what was the question again?
How was your experience playing as a child in school or in clubs?
I was, when I was young, I was not good enough to play in the team. And I was most of the time on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember much of that period. The funny thing is that I was a setter.
Okay.
And I can say not a good one.
Okay. Well, something happened that you improved your play because you was later the captain of the national team of Bulgaria. And
yeah.
I remember seeing your team via VHS videotapes later today in YouTube. And you played in a very strong team. You have a very tall team, as always, the Bulgarian team. And your play was very strong. You had always big matches against the best of this time, like in Brazil, like Cuba, like Russia. How was your experience playing from this bad niveau and as a young player to get in the national team? How was this possible?
How was this possible? With a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of work, a lot of commitment, a lot of repetitions. Practically, first thing what changed in my life was that from 185, the shortest guy in the team, I became 2 meters,
mm-hmm.
which was enough to play good level volleyball. And second, with hard practice, day after day, grinding daily, mm-hmm. in the end, I get the results. But was really a long period of time.
Okay. And this time, do you have some players you wanted to look up or you wanted to emulate? Because in Bulgaria, there was always in the 80s very good teams and very good players. Do you have some special player you wanted to emulate or international?
Yes, of course. Like every child, I was, there was certain players which I liked a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, in Bulgaria, I my dream was to go. To can say that I can play like Lubomir Gadev,
mm-hmm.
which is now president of our federation. But the things that I liked most was his fighting spirit, and for me this is something really really important because in the end everyone is capable of spiking hard. Serving well, but the spirit is what wins the games. And, he was like one good example of fighting spirit, Lubo Ganev. Speaking about international level, I really admire Andrea Gianni. And I admire him because he was capable to play in every position. He was... very, very efficient in the middle. He was then opposite. He played receiver. And you know that this is not easy. So I like that he is, all-rounder. He is capable of playing in different position without this affecting his efficiency.
Exactly. It's very, very important what you're saying about the fighting spirit. As I told you before, I don't know outside this video or during the interview, for me, the Bulgarian team has always have a tremendous fighting spirit. And that's where I wonder why the Bulgarian national team, for example, with this fantastic fighting spirit, with this fantastic technique and big guys, you don't have achieved more gold medals or gold medals in international tournaments, European, Olympic or World Championship. Why do you think it's happened?
I don't know. I really would like to give you an adequate answer,
mm-hmm.
but the truth is that I don't know. My personal opinion, during some years, mm-hmm. we had stronger teams, maybe not that strong to win, because difference between being one of the good and being a champion is huge.
Yes.
And probably we did not have enough champions. I mean champions, enough players with champion mentality.
Okay.
So this is a possibility. I don't know. I cannot give you an exact answer, but this could be.
Mm.
We always had good players. We always had good teams, but the champions mentality was the things that probably we was lacking.
Very interesting. Very interesting to know, and especially from a Bulgarian player. Tell me, Vladimir, please. When did you start thinking? Mona, you told me you were obligated to play volleyball, but when do you start thinking or viewing that you could play as a professional player in even outside Bulgaria?
Frankly, this was my dream since I was young,
mm-hmm.
but as a real possibility, maybe it was possible when I was around 22 years old.
Okay.
There start to be some interest about myself. Mm-hmm. And, I was thinking, why not? Okay, I will try. Mm-hmm. In beginning, I was played like every kid just for pleasure.
Okay.
So,
Where did you play? Because I'm searching some information, and you played in very few teams, like in Levski Volley, in Turkey, in France, in Japan. Tell me about this experience and what did you play?
What you would like to know?
Exactly. And where did you play and which clubs do you play and what was this experience for you?
Okay, you know, like every professional player, I was looking for opportunities to develop my skills. To develop my skills and to perform better, to have a possibility to achieve something more. And in Bulgaria, as our championship is really small, there was not possibility for, you know, to achieve anything important. Mm-hmm. Also, something which is it's also important and we need to mention is that as a professional player, money is are also important. In Bulgaria, we are poor country.
Okay,
now things are much better than before, but let's say that there was a certain period of time during the 1997, 1998, my mother and father, they had a monthly salary about $12 a month.
Yeah.
And in that time, for me, the volleyball was an opportunity to make something with my life, to, you know, to earn my life and helping me to create, you know, maintain the family, my family.
I know. I understand this. And you played, as I mentioned, in many teams outside Bulgaria. And I wanted to ask you, what was your most remembered championship, in national team or in club? Do you have some championship? Do you remember mostly?
I remember all of them.
Okay.
I have good memory. I remember really all of them. But if I need to mention something, of course, with national team, unforgettable are the Olympics.
Okay.
I participate in two Olympics, and this is something that I will never forget. Mm-hmm. Also, speaking about clubs, I remember all the titles, of course.
Okay.
But probably in Italy, I had the opportunity to win the championship with two different teams, and both of the time was great experience.
Okay.
Yeah. So if I need to say to mention something, it's this Olympics with national team and championships with Italian clubs.
Okay. And I saw many months ago that your son Alexander, he is following your footsteps and playing in the national team. What do you think about this? That your son is playing so well, he's so tall and big. What do you think as a father and obviously as a volleyball trainer, volleyball expert?
I mean, for me, you know, many people ask me, wow, it's incredible, impressive. but in the end, you know, my kids are in different volleyball gyms around the world since they were born. Alex was watching volleyball games even before he was able to walk. I mean, he was less than 1 year old, and when my wife brought him in, you know, in different gyms around the world. So for me, it's not so curious that they play volleyball or this is the things that they like. You know, they grew up with volleyball.
Exactly. And tell me, Vladimir, what do you think about today's volleyball? Because volleyball, I played in the 80s, and I see volleyball has evolved so much.
Completely different sport.
It's another sport. And what do you think about it? Do you like it? Do you like it not? What's your opinion about the actually volleyball?
I like it a lot. Not only because it's more interesting. With you know, a rally point system is really, really attractive for the fans, but also now it's the volleyball is much more require much more athletic skills than before.
Yes.
You know, when you watch games from the 80s or 90s, it looks like the people are moving on slow motion. Now the top teams like Italian, France, Brazil, Cuba, you know, they jump so high, they hit so hard, which is spectacular and good for the show.
Yes, yes, and especially in with the help with from internet, we can watch a lot of games, and even we can talk face to face. Something that before it was impossible. Even in Chile, we are in Chile in South America. We have so few information, and this time about volleyball. But today we can watch it via internet, via YouTube, and I think it's fantastic. So I'm doing my little job, also in trying to interview people like you who has done so many for international volleyball. In Bulgaria, is in Chile a not very known country of volleyball, but I know Bulgaria has always have been a very strong team, even men and women. I saw that today the women's has always a good national team. They played in the European and the World League. So I wanted to talk with you because, as I told you outside camera, I'm a big admirer of Bulgarian volleyball. I don't know why, but I admire very, very much Bulgarian volleyball, because I think you have this fighting spirit that I like so much. And I wish you hopefully you can improve your medals requirement.
Thank you very much. And I believe that the future for our team will be better, especially because our young generation is really talented, and the futures belong to the young, definitely.
They say.
We have really, really, really good young generation, and I believe that soon we'll be happy about their results.
Fantastic. I thank you again, Vladimir, for your time. I know you have a busy time. We keep in touch, and I hope the Bulgarian team will be improve their the performance very soon. Bye-bye, Vladimir. Thank
you very much. Greetings to all the fans of your page, and pleasure was mine.